The Book of First Chronicles, Chapter 1. Adam, Seth, Enosh, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth, Gomer and Magog, and Madai, and Yavan, and Tuval, and Meshech, and Tiras. And the sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz, and Rephat, and Torgamah. And the sons of Yavan, Elisha and Tarshish, Kittim and Dodanim. The sons of Ham, Cush and Mitzrayim, Put and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seva and Havilah and Savta and Rama and Savtika. And the sons of Rama, Sheva and Dedan. And Cush fathered Nimrod. He began to be mighty on the earth. And Mitzrayim fathered Ludim and Anamim and Lehabim and Naphtuhim. And Patrusim and Kazluhim, from whom came the Philistines and the Kaphtorim. And Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Chet, the Jebusite also, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamatite. The sons of Shem were Elam, and Ashur, and Arpachshad, and Lud, and Aram, and Uz, and Hul, and Geter, and Meshech. And Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Ever. And to Ever were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, because in his days the earth was divided. And his brother's name was Yoktan. And Yoktan fathered Amoldad, and Sheleph, and Hazarmavet, and Yera, and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Evol, and Avimael, and Sheva, and Ophir, and Havilah, and Yovav. All these were the sons of Yoktan: Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Ever, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram. He was Abraham. The sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. These are their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael was Nevaot, then Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, Mishma, and Duma, Masa, Hadad, and Tema, Yetur, Naphish, and Kedema. These are they, the sons of Ishmael. And the sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine, she bore Zimran, and Yokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shua. And the sons of Yokshan were Sheva and Dedan. And the sons of Midian, Ephah, and Epher, and Henoch, and Avida, and Eldaah. All these are the sons of Keturah. And Abraham fathered Isaac. The sons of Isaac were Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau, Eliphaz, Reuel, and Yeush, and Yaalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz, Teman, and Omar, Zephi, and Gatam, Kenaz, and Timnah, and Amalek. The sons of Reuel, Nahat, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. And the sons of Seir, Lotan, and Shoval, and Zivion, and Anna, and Dishon, and Ezer, and Dishan. And the sons of Lotan, Hori, and Homam. And Timnah was Lotan's sister. The sons of Shoval, Alian, and Manachat, and Eval, Shephi, and Onam. And the sons of Zevion, Aya, and Anna. The son of Anna was Dishon. And the sons of Dishon, Amram, and Eshban, and Itran, and Cheran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, and Zavan, and Yakan. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aran. Now these are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any kings reigned over the sons of Israel: Bela the son of Beor, and his city's name Dinhava. And Bela died, and Yovav the son of Zerah reigned in his place from Bozra. And Yovav died, and Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. And Husham died, and Hadad the son of Bedad reigned in his place, who struck Midian in the field of Moab. And the name of his city was Avit. And Hadad died, and Samla from Masrekah reigned in his place. And Samla died, and Shaul from Rehovot by the river reigned in his place. And Shaul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. And Baal-Hanan died, and Hadad reigned in his place, and his city's name Pai, and his wife's name Mechetavel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahav. And Hadad died, and the chiefs of Edom, Chief Timnah, Chief Aliyah, Chief Yetet, Chief Aholibama, Chief Elah, Chief Pinon, Chief Kenaz, Chief Teman, Chief Mivzar, Chief Magdiel, Chief Iram. These are the princes of Edom. Chapter 2. These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah, Er, and Onan, and Shelah. These three were born to him from the daughter of Shua the Canaanitess, and Er, the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and he killed him. And Tamar his daughter-in-law bore him Perez and Zerah. All Judah's sons were five. The sons of Perez, Hezron and Hamul, and the sons of Zerah, Zimri and Etan and Heman and Kakol and Dara. All of them were five. And the sons of Carmi, Achan, the troubler of Israel, who sinned in the cursed thing. And the son of Etan was Azariah. And the sons of Hezron, who were born to him, were Yerameel and Ram and Chelubai. And Ram fathered Aminadav, and Aminadav fathered Nachshon, chief of the sons of Judah. And Nachshon fathered Salma, and Salma fathered Boaz, and Boaz fathered Oved, and Oved fathered Jesse. And Jesse fathered his firstborn Eliav, and Aminadav the second, and Shemiah the third, Netanael the fourth, and Radai the fifth, Ozem the sixth, David the seventh. Their sisters, Zuriah and Abigail, and the sons of Zuriah were Avishai and Yoav and Asahel, three. And Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Yeter the Ishmaelite. And Caleb the son of Hezron fathered sons by his wife Azubah and by Yeriot. And these are her sons, Yesher and Shovav and Ardon. And Azubah died, and Caleb took to himself Ephrat, and she bore to him Hur. And Hur fathered Uri, and Uri fathered Bezalel. And afterward, Hezron went into the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilad, and he took her when he was a son of 60 years. And she bore him Seguv. And Seguv fathered Yair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilad. And he took Gesher and Aram with the towns of Yair from them, with Kenat and its towns, 60 cities. All these belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilad. And after the death of Hezron and Caleb Ephratah, then Aviah, Hezron's wife, born to him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. And the sons of Yerameel, the firstborn of Hezron, Ram, the firstborn, and Buna, and Oren, and Ozem, Ahiah. Yerameel also had another wife, and her name was Atara. She was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Yerameel, Maaz, and Yamin, and Eker. And the sons of Onam, Shammai, and Yada. And the sons of Shammai, Nadav, and Avishur. And the name of Avishur's wife was Avihail. And she bore to him Aban and Molid. And Nadav's sons, Seled and Apiam. But Seled died without sons. And the son of Apiam was Ishi. And the son of Ishi was Sheshan. And the son of Sheshan, Alai. And the sons of Yada, the brother of Shammai, Yeter and Jonathan. And Yeter died without sons, and the sons of Jonathan, Pelet and Zaza. These were the sons of Yerameel. And Sheshan had no sons, but daughters. And Sheshan had an Egyptian servant, and his name was Yarha. And Sheshan gave his daughter to his servant Yarha for a wife, and she bore him Atai. And Atai fathered Natan, and Natan fathered Zavad, and Zavad fathered Ephlal, and Ephlal fathered Oved, and Oved fathered Yehu, and Yehu fathered Azariah. And Azariah fathered Helez, and Helez fathered Eliasa, and Eliasa fathered Sisamai, and Sisamai fathered Shalum, and Shalum fathered Yekamiah, and Yekamiah fathered Elishama. And the sons of Caleb, the brother of Yerameel, were his firstborn Mesha, who was the father of Zeph, and the sons of Merisha, the father of Hebron. And the sons of Hebron, Korah and Tapuach,
Rechem and Shema.
And Shema fathered Raham, the father of Yorkaam, and Rechem fathered Shammai. And the son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Betzur. And Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, and Moza, and Gazez. And Haran fathered Gazez. And the sons of Yadai, Regem, and Yotam, and Geshan, and Pelet, and Ephah, and Sha'af. Caleb's concubine Macha bore Shever and Tirhana. She also bore Sha'af, the father of Madmana, Sheva, the father of Machbena, and the father of Gaviah. And Caleb's daughter was Aksa. These were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur. The firstborn of Ephratah was Shoval, the father of Kiryat Yarim. Salma, the father of Bethlehem. Haref, the father of Bet Gader. And Shoval, the father of Kiryat Yarim, had sons, Haroreh, and half of the Menahetites. And the families of Kiryat Yarim were the Itrites, and the Puhites, and the Shumatites, and the Mishraites. From them came the Zeratites and the Eshtaolites, the sons of Salma, Bethlehem, and the Netophatites, Atarot, the house of Yoav, and half of the Menahatites, the Zorites. And the families of the scribes who lived at Yavez, the Tiratites, the Shimeatites, the Sukkotites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamat, the father of the house of Rechav. Chapter 3. And these were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron, the firstborn Amnon, born to Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, the second Daniel to Abigail of Carmel, the third Absalom, the son of Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth Adoniah, the son of Haggit, the fifth Shephatiah to Abital, the sixth Itream to his wife Eglah. These six were born to him in Hebron, and he reigned there 7 years and 6 months, and he reigned in Jerusalem 33 years. And these were born to him in Jerusalem, Shemaiah and Shovav, and Natan and Solomon, four to Bathsheba the daughter of Amiel. Also Ibhar and Elishama and Eliphelet, also Noga and Nepheg and Yafia, and Elishama and Eliada and Eliphelet nine. These were all the sons of David, besides the sons of the concubines and Tamar, their sister. And Solomon's son was Rehoboam, Avia his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Yotam his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. And the sons of Josiah were the firstborn, Yohanan, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shallum. And the sons of Jehoiakim were his son Jeconiah and his son Zedekiah. And the sons of Jeconiah were Asir and Shealtiel his son, and Malchiram, and Padiah, and Shenazar, Yekamiah, Hoshama, and Nadaviah. And the sons of Padiah, Zerubbabel and Shimi. And the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam and Hananiah and their sister Shlomit. And Hashuviah and Ohel and Berechiah and Hasadiah, Yushav Chesed, five. And the sons of Hananiah, Peletiah, and Yesiah. The sons of Rephaiah, the sons of Arnon, the sons of Ovadiah, the sons of Shekaniah. And the sons of Shekaniah, Shemaiah. And the sons of Shemaiah, Chatush, and Igial, and Bariah, and Neriah, and Shaphat, six. And the sons of Neariah, Elionai, and Hezekiah, and Azrikam, three. And the sons of Elionai, Hodiah, and Eliashiv, and Peliah, and Akuv, and Yochanan, and Deliah, and Anani, seven. Chapter 4. The sons of Judah were Peretz, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shoval. And Reah, the son of Shoval, fathered Yachat. And Yachat fathered Ahumai, and Lachad. These are the families of the Zoratites. And these were of the father of Etam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idvash, and their sister's name was Hazelponi, and Penuel the father of Gedor, and Ezer the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, the father of Bethlehem. And Ashur the father of Tekoa had two wives, Hela and Nara. And Nara bore to him Ahuzam, and Hefer, and Temeni, and Ahahashtari. These were the sons of Nara, and the sons of Hela, Zeret, and Yezoar, and Etnan, and Koz fathered Anuv and Zoveva, and the families of Arhahel, the son of Harum. And Yavez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Yavez, saying, Because I bore with sorrow. And Yavez called to the Elohim of Israel, saying, If indeed you would bless me, and make my border larger, and your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, so that it may not grieve me. And Elohim gave him what he asked. And Caleb, the brother of Shua, fathered Mahir. He was the father of Eshton. And Eshton fathered Bet-Rapha and Paseah. And Tehina, the father of Enarhash. These are the men of Recha. And the sons of Kenaz, Otniel, and Sareah. And the son of Otniel was Hatat. And Meonotai fathered Ophrah. And Sareah fathered Yoav, the father of the Valley of the Craftsmen, for they were craftsmen. And the sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam. And Elah's son was Kenaz. And the sons of Yehalalil were Ziph and Zipha, Teriah and Asareel. And the sons of Ezra, Yeter, and Mered, and Epher, and Yalon. And she conceived Miriam, and Shammai, and Ishba, Eshtemoa's father. And his wife Yehudiah bore Yared, the father of Gedor, and Hever, the father of Soho, and Yekutiel, the father of Zanoah. And these are the sons of Bithia, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. And the sons of his wife were Hodiah, the sister of Naham, the father of Kela, the Garmi, and Eshtemoah, the Machatite. And the sons of Shimon were Amnon, and Rina, Ben-Hanan, and Tilon. And the sons of Ishi, Zochet, and Ben-Zochet. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, Er, the father of Lecha, and Lada, the father of Meresha, and the families of the house of those who worked fine linen from the house of Ashbeah. And Joachim, and the men of Hozavah, and Joash, and Saraph, who ruled over Moab, and Yahushbilehem. And these are ancient things. These were the potters and those who lived among plants and hedges. They lived there with the king for his work. The sons of Shimon, Nemuel, and Yamin, Yariv, Zerah, Shaul. Shalum was his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. And the sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, Shimi his son. And Shimi had 16 sons and 6 daughters. But his brothers did not have many sons, nor did all their family multiply like the sons of Judah. And they lived at Beersheba, and at Moladah, and at Hazar Shual, and at Bilhah, and at Ezem, and at Tolad, and at Bethuel, and at Hormah, and at Ziklag, and at Bet Marchavot, and at Hazar Susim, and at Bet Birei, and at Sha'ararim. These were their cities until the reign of David. And their villages were Atam, and Ain, Rimon, and Tochen, and Ashan, 5 cities. And all their villages were all around these cities, to Baal. This is their family line in their dwellings. And Meshovav, and Yamlech, and Yosha, the son of Amatiah, and Yoel, and Yehu, the son of Yoshivia, the son of Sariah, the son of Asiel, and Elionai, and Yaakova, and Yeshohiah, and Asaiah, and Adiel, and Yesimiel, and Benaiah, and Ziza, the son of Shifi, the son of Alon, the son of Yadiah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These going by name were rulers in their families, and the house of their fathers increased to a multitude. And they went to an entrance of Gedor, to the east side of the valley, to look for pasture for their flocks. And they found pasture, fertile and good, for the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for those of Ham who lived there were of old. And these written by name came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and struck their tents, and the homes found there, and completely destroyed them until this day. And they lived in their places because there was pasture for their flocks. And some of them, 500 men of the sons of Simeon, went to Mount Seir. And they had as their commanders Peletiah, and Neariah, and Rephaiah, and Uziel, the son of Ishi. And they struck the rest which escaped to Amalek, and lived there until this day. Chapter 5. And the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but since he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel. And the genealogy is not to be counted according to the birthright. For Judah prevailed among his brothers, and the chief ruler comes from him, but the birthright belongs to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, and Palu, Hezron, and Carmi. The sons of Yoel, Shemaiah, his son, Gog, his son, Shimi, his son, Micha, his son, Reaya, his son, Baal, his son, Bera, his son, whom Tiglath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, exiled. He was ruler of the men of Reuben, and his brothers by their families in the genealogy of their generations, Ye'iel, the chief, also Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Yoel, who lived in Aroer, even to Nebo and Baal-Meon. And he lived as far to the east as to the entrance of the wilderness from the Euphrates River, because their cattle were multiplied in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they made war with the Hagarites, and they fell by their hand. And they lived in their tents, to all the face of the east of Gilead. And the sons of Gad lived across from them, in the land of Bashan, to Salcha. Yoel the chief, and Shepham the next, and Yaanai, and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brothers from the house of their fathers were Michael, and Meshulam, and Sheva, and Yorai, and Yachan, and Zia, and Hever, 7. These are the sons of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Yaroah, the son of Gilad, the son of Michael, the son of Yeshishai, the son of Yado, the son of Buz, Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, chief of the house of their fathers, And they lived in Gilead in Bashan, and in her daughter villages, and in all the open lands of Sharon, on their borders. All these were enrolled by genealogy in the days of King Jotam of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam king of Israel. The sons of Reuben, and the sons of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, even sons of valor, men lifting up shield and sword, and shooting with the bow, and skillful in war, were 44,760 going out to war. And they made war with the Hagarites, and Yetur, and Nephish, and Nodav. And they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were given into their hand, and all who were with them. For they cried to Elohim in the battle, and he was entreated for them, because they trusted in him. And they took away their livestock, their camels, 50,000, and sheep, 250,000, and donkeys, 2,000, and souls of men, 100,000. For many fell down slain because the war was of Elohim, and they lived in their places until the exile. And the sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land, and they increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, and Senir, and Mount Hermon. And these were the heads of the house of their fathers, even Epher, and Ishi, and Eliel, and Azriel, and Jeremiah, and Hodaviah, and Yadiel, mighty men of war, famous men, heads of their father's house. And they sinned against the Elohim of their fathers, and went lusting after the gods of the people of the land, whom Elohim destroyed before them. And the Elohim of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tiglath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, and he exiled them, even the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And he brought them to Hala, and Habor, and Hara, and to the Gozan River, to this day. Chapter 6. The sons of Levi were Gershon, Kohat, and Merari. And the sons of Kohat, Amram, Izhar, and Hebron, and Uziel. And Amram's sons, Aaron and Moses, also Miriam. And the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, Eleazar and Itamar. Eleazar fathered Phinehas, and Phinehas fathered Abishua, and Abishua fathered Buki, and Buki fathered Uzi. And Uzi fathered Zariah, and Zariah fathered Meraiot, Meraiot fathered Amariah, and Amariah fathered Ahituv, and Ahituv fathered Zadok. And Zadok fathered Ahimaaz, and Ahimaaz fathered Azariah, and Azariah fathered Yochanan. And Yochanan fathered Azariah, he who acted in the priest's office in the temple that Solomon built in Jerusalem. And Azariah fathered Amariah, and Amariah fathered Ahituv, and Ahituv fathered Zadok, and Zadok fathered Shalum, and Shalum fathered Hilkiah, and Hilkiah fathered Azariah, and Azariah fathered Sariah, and Sariah fathered Jehozadak. And Jehozadak went away when Yahweh exiled Judah and Jerusalem by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohat, and Merari. And these are the names of the sons of Gershon, Livni and Shimi. And the sons of Kohat, Amram and Izhar and Hebron and Uziel. The sons of Merari, Mali and Mushi. And these are the families of the Levites according to their fathers. To Gershon, his son Livni, Yahat, his son, Zima, his son, Yoah, his son, Edo, his son, Zerah, his son, Yatari, his son, the sons of Kohat, his son, Aminadav, Korah, his son, Asir, his son, Elkanah, his son, Eviasaph, his son, and Asir, his son, Tahat, his son, Uriel, his son, Uziah, his son, Shaul, his son, and the sons of Elkanah, Amasai, and Ahimot, Elkanah, the sons of Elkanah, Zophai, his son, and Nahat, his son, Eliav, his son, Yoroham, his son, Elkanah, his son, and the sons of Samuel, Yoel, the firstborn, and the second, even Aviah. And the sons of Merari were Mali, Livni, his son, Shimi, his son, Uzza, his son, Shemaiah, his son, Haggiah, his son, Asaiah, his son. And these are they whom David set over the service of song in the house of Yahweh, after the ark had rested. And they ministered with singing before the resting place of the tabernacle of the congregation, until Solomon had built the house of Yahweh in Jerusalem. And they waited on their office according to their ordinance. And these are those who stood, and their sons. Of the sons of the Kohathites, Heman, a singer, the son of Yoel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Yeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toa, the son of Zuf, the son of Elkanah, the son of Machat, the son of Amasai. The son of Elkanah, the son of Yoel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahat, the son of Asir, the son of Eviasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohat, the son of Levi, the son of Israel. And his kinsman Asaph, who stood on his right hand, Asaph, the son of Berechiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Michael, the son of Baaseah, the son of Milchiah, the son of Etni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adiah, the son of Etan, the son of Zima, the son of Shimi, the son of Yachat, the son of Gershom, the son of Levi. And their brothers, the sons of Merari, stood on the left. Etan, the son of Kishi, the son of Abdi, the son of Maluch, the son of Hashaviah, the son of Amatziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzi, the son of Bani, the son of Shemer, the son of Mali, the son of Mushi, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Also their brothers, the Levites, were appointed for every service of the tabernacle of the house of the Elohim. But Aaron and his sons offered on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense for all the work of the most holy place, and to make atonement for Israel according to all that Moses the servant of Elohim had commanded. And these were the sons of Aaron: Eleazar his son, Phinehas his son, Avishua his son, Buki his son, Uzi his son, Zariah his son, Meriot his son, Amariah his son, Achituv his son, Zadok his son, Ahimaaz his son. And these are their dwelling places by their camps, within their borders, of the sons of Aaron, of the families of the Kohathites, for the lot was theirs. And they gave them Hebron in the land of Judah, and its open lands all around it, but the fields of the city and its villages they gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. And to the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of refuge, Hebron and Libna and its open lands, and Yatir and Eshtemoah and its open lands, and Helen and its open lands, Debir and its open lands, and Ashan and its open lands, and Beth Shemesh and its open lands. And out of the tribe of Benjamin was Geva and its open lands, and Elamet and its open lands, and Anatot and its open lands. All their cities and their families were 13 cities. And to the sons of Kohath, left of the family of that tribe, 10 cities out of the half tribe, the half of Manasseh, by lot. And to the sons of Gershom for their families, out of the tribe of Issachar, and out of the tribe of Asher, and out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh in Bashan, 13 cities. To the sons of Merari by lot for their families, out of the tribe of Reuben, and out of the tribe of Gad, and out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12 cities. And the sons of Israel gave the cities to the Levites in their open lands. And they gave by the lot these cities which they called by their names, out of the tribe of the sons of Judah, and out of the tribe of the sons of Simeon, and out of the tribe of the sons of Benjamin. And some of the families of the sons of Kohath had cities of their borders out of the tribe of Ephraim. And they gave to them for cities of refuge, Shechem in Mount Ephraim and its open lands, and Gezer and its open lands, and Yokmeam and its open lands, and Bet Horon and its open lands, and Ayalon and its open lands, and Gat Rimon and its open lands, and out of the half tribe of Manasseh, Aner and its open lands, and Bileam and its open lands for the family of the rest of the sons of Kohath. To the sons of Gershom, out of the family of the half-tribe of Manasseh, Golan and Bashan and its open lands, and Ashtarot and its open lands. And out of the tribe of Issachar, Kadesh and its open lands, Dabarat and its open lands, and Ramot and its open lands, and Enem and its open lands. And out of the tribe of Asher, Mashal and its open lands, and Abdon and its open lands, and Hukuk and its open lands, and Rehov and its open lands. And out of the tribe of Naphtali, Kadesh and Galilee and its open lands, and Hamon and its open lands, and Kiriat Aim and its open lands, to the rest of the sons of Merari, out of the tribe of Zebulun, Rimon and its open lands, Tabor and its open lands, and beyond Jordan by Jericho, on the east of the Jordan, out of the tribe of Reuben, Bezer in the wilderness and its open lands, and Yaza and its open lands, and Kedemot and its open lands, and Mephat and its open lands. And out of the tribe of Gad, Ramot in Gilad and its open lands, and Machanaim in its open lands, and Cheshbon in its open lands, and Yazer in its open lands. Chapter 7. And to the sons of Issachar were Tola and Pua and Yashuv and Shimron 4. And the sons of Tola, Uzi, and Rephaiah, and Yeriel, and Yamai, and Yivsam, and Shemuel, heads of their father's house. These to Tola, great men of might to their generations. Their number in the days of David was 22,600. And the sons of Uzi, Izrahiah, the son of Izrahiah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Yoel, Ishia, all five of them chiefs. And with them, by their generations, according to their father's house, were bands of soldiers for war, 36,000, for they multiplied wives and sons.
And their brothers among all the families of Issachar were mighty men of war, being in all, by their genealogies, 87,000. Of Benjamin, Bela and Becher, and Yidiel, 3. And the sons of Bela, Ezbon, and Uzi, and Uziel, and Yeremoth, and Eri, 5. Heads of their father's house, mighty warriors, and their genealogy, 22,034. And the sons of Becher, Zemira, and Yoash, and Eliezer, and Elionai, and Omri, and Yeremoth, and Aviah, and Anatot, and Alamet. All these are the sons of Becher. And their genealogy by their generations, heads of their father's house, mighty warriors, 22,200. And the sons of Yidiel, Bilhan. And the sons of Bilhan, Yeush, and Benjamin, and Ehud, and Kanaana, and Zetan, and Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these are sons of Yidiel, even heads of their fathers, mighty warriors, 17,200, going out to war for battle. And Shupim and Hupim, the sons of Ir, Hushim the son of Aner, the sons of Naphtali, Yaziel, and Guni, and Yezer, and Shalum, the sons of Bilha, the sons of Manasseh, Ashriel, the child born to his Syrian concubine with Machir, the father of Gilad. And Machir took a wife for Hupim and for Shupim, and the name of his sister was Macha, and the name of the second was Zelophehad. And Zelophehad had daughters. And Macha, the wife of Machir, bore a son, and she called his name Peresh. And the name of his brother was Sheresh. And his sons were Ulam and Rakem. And the sons of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilad, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. And his sister Hamoleket bore Ishod, and Aviezer, and Mahala. And the sons of Shemidah, Ahian, and Shechem, and Liki, and Aniam. And the sons of Ephraim, Shutelah, and Bered, his son, and Tachat, his son, and Eladah, his son, and Tachat, his son, and Zavad, his son, and Shutelah, his son, and Ezer, and Eliad. And the men of Gat, natives in the land, killed them, because they came down to take away their cattle. And their father Ephraim mourned many days, and his brothers came to comfort him. And he went to his wife, and she conceived and bore a son. And he called his name Beriah, because his house was in evil. And his daughter was Sherah, and she built Bet Horon, the lower, and the upper, and Uzen Sherah. And Repha was his son, also Resheph, and Telah his son, and Tachan his son, Ladan his son, Imahud his son, Elishama his son, Non his son, Yehoshua his son. And their possessions and dwelling places, Bethel and its towns, and eastward to Naaran, and westward to Gezer and its towns, and Shechem and its towns, to Gaza and its towns. And by the borders of the sons of Manasseh, Beth Shean and its towns, Taanach and its towns, Megiddo and its towns, Dor and its towns. In these lived the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, the sons of Asher, Imna, and Ishua, and Ishuai, and Beriah, and Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Hever, and Machiel, he is the father of Birzavit, and Hever fathered Yaphlet, and Shomer, and Hotam, and Shua, their sister. And the sons of Yaphlet, Pasach, and Bimhal, and Ashvat, these are the sons of Yaphlet. And the sons of Shamer, Ahi, and Roga, Yehuba, and Aram. And the sons of his brother Helem, Zopha, and Imna, and Shelesh, and Amal. The sons of Zopha, Sua, and Harnefer, and Shual, and Beri, and Imra, Bezer, and Hod, and Shama, and Shilsha, and Itran, and Bera. And the sons of Yeter, Yefune, and Pispa, and Ara. And the sons of Ula, Ara, Haniel, and Reziah. All these were the sons of Asher, heads of their father's house, choice, mighty warriors, heads of the rulers, and their enrollment in the warfare in the battle. Their number was 26,000 men. Chapter 8. And Benjamin fathered his firstborn, Bela, Ashbel the second, and Ahara the third, Noha the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And sons were born to Bela, Adar, and Gera, and Avihud, and Avishua, and Naaman, and Ahoa, and Gera, and Shephufan, and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehud. These are they, the heads of the fathers, to the dwellers of Geva, and they exiled them to Manachat. And Naaman, and Ahia, and Gera, he exiled them. And Ehud fathered Uzza, and Ehihud. And Shaaraim fathered sons in the country of Moab after he had sent them away. Hushim and Bara were his wives, and by his wife Chodesh were Yovav and Zaviah and Mesha and Malcham, and Yeuz and Shachiah and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of the fathers. And by Hushim he had Avituv and Elpaal. The sons of Elpaal, Ever and Misham and Shamed, who built Ono and Lod with their towns. And Berea and Shema were heads of the fathers to the dwellers of Ayalon, who drove away the dwellers of Gat. And Ahio, Shashak, and Yeremot, and Zavadiah, and Arad, and Adar, and Michael, and Izpah, and Yoha, the sons of Berea. And Zavadiah, and Meshulam, and Hezekiah, and Hever, and Ishmerai, and Yezliah, and Yovav, the sons of Elpaal, and Yakim, and Zikri, and Zavdi, and Elianai, and Ziltai, and Eliel, and Adiah, and Beriah, and Shimrat, the sons of Shimhi, and Ishpan, and Ever, and Eliel, and Avdon, and Zikri, and Hanan, and Hanania, and Elam, and Antotiah, and Ethedia, and Penuel, the sons of Shashak, and Shamshirai, and Shehariah, and Ataliah, and Yaaresia, and Eliah, and Zikri, the sons of Yeroham. These were the heads of the fathers by their generations, chiefs. These lived in Jerusalem. And the father of Gibeon lived at Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacha. And his firstborn son was Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadav, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zachar, and Miklot father Shemaiah, and these also lived with their brothers in Jerusalem across from them. And Ner fathered Kish, and Kish fathered Saul. And Saul fathered Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Avinadav, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merivbaal, and Merivbaal fathered Micha, and the sons of Micha, Pitone, and Melech, and Tereah, and Achaz. And Achaz fathered Yehoada, and Yehoada fathered Alamet, and Azmavet, and Zimri. And Zimri fathered Moza, and Moza fathered Baniah, Rapha was his son, Eliasa his son, Azel his son. And to Azel were born six sons, and these are their names, Azrikam, Bocheru, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel, and the sons of Eshek his brother, his firstborn, Ulam, Yeush the second, and Eliphelet the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men, treaders of the bow, and had many sons and grandsons, 150. All these were the sons of Benjamin. Chapter 9. So all Israel enrolled themselves, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel. And Judah was exiled to Babylon for their transgressions. And the first dwellers who lived in their possessions in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the temple slaves. And in Jerusalem lived of the sons of Judah, and of the sons of Benjamin, and of the sons of Ephraim, and Manasseh, Uttai, the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, the sons of Peretz, the son of Judah, and of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn and his sons, and of the sons of Zerah, Yeuel and their brothers, 690, and of the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanua, and Evniah, the son of Yeroham, and Ella the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshulam the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Evniah, and their brothers according to their generations, 956. All these men were the heads of the fathers to their father's house. And the priests Yadiah and Yehoyarev, and Yachin, and Azariah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meriot, the son of Achituv, the ruler of the house of Elohim. And Adiah the son of Yeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchiah, and Maasai, the son of Adiel, the son of Yazera, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshilamit, the son of Imer, and their brothers, heads to their father's house, 1760, very able men for the work of the service of the house of Elohim. And of the Levites, Shemaiah the son of Hashuv, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashaviah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakbakar, Heresh, and Galal, and Mataniah, the son of Micha, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Yedutun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophatites. And the gatekeepers were Shalum and Akuv, and Talmon and Ahiman, and their brothers, Shalum being the head. And until they were at the king's gate eastward, they were gatekeepers in the companies of the sons of Levi. And Shalum the son of Kore, the son of Eviasaph, the son of Korah, and his brothers of his father's house, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle. And their fathers were over the camp of Yahweh, keepers of the entry. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar was ruler over them in time past, and Yahweh was with him. Zechariah of Meshelemiah was gatekeeper at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these who were chosen for the gatekeepers and the gates were 212. They were in their villages by their genealogy, they whom David and Samuel the seer had appointed in their faithfulness. And they and their sons were over the gates of the house of Yahweh, even of the house of the tabernacle, by watches. The gatekeepers were to the four winds, east, west, north, and south. And their brothers in their villages were to come in for 7 days from time to time with them. For they were in faithfulness, the four chiefs of the gatekeepers. They were Levites and were over the rooms, and over the treasuries of the house of Elohim. And they lived around the house of Elohim, for the watch duty was on them, and they were to open it morning by morning. And certain men of them were over the vessels of service, for they brought them by number, and they took them out by number. And certain of them were appointed over the vessels, even over all the vessels of the sanctuary, and over the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And certain of the sons of the priests blended the mixture for spices. And Matityah the Levites, he is the firstborn to Shallum the Korahite, was first over the work of the pans. And others of the sons of the Kohathites, from among their brothers, were over the bread of arrangement, to prepare Sabbath by Sabbath. And these are the singers, heads of the fathers to the Levites in the chambers. They were free, for they were employed day and night in the work. These heads of the fathers of the Levites were heads throughout their generation. These lived at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon lived the father of Gibeon, Yehiel, and his wife's name was Maacha. And his firstborn son was Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadav, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Miklot. And Miklot fathered Shimeam, and they also lived with their brothers in Jerusalem across from their brothers. And Ner fathered Kish, and Kish fathered Saul, and Saul fathered Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Avinadav, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meriv Baal, and Meriv Baal fathered Micha, and the sons of Micha, Pitom, and Melech, and Tereah. And Achaz fathered Yara, and Yara fathered Alamet, and Azmavet, and Zimri fathered Moza, and Moza fathered Beniah, and Raphaiah was his son, Eliasa his son, Azel his son. And to Azel were 6 sons, and these their names, Azrikam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Chapter 10. And the Philistines fought with Israel, and the men of Israel fled from the face of the Philistines, and fell wounded in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines pursued Saul and his sons, and the Philistines struck Jonathan and Avinadav and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle was heavy on Saul, and the archers found him with the bow, and he was wounded by the archers. And Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and pierce me with it, that these uncircumcised ones not come and abuse me." And the armor-bearer was not willing, for he exceedingly feared. And Saul took the sword and fell on it. And the armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, and he also fell on the sword and died. And Saul and his 3 sons died, and all his house, they died together. And all the men of Israel in the valley saw that they had fled, and that Saul and his sons had died, and they forsook their cities and ran away. And the Philistines came and lived in them. And it happened on the next day, the Philistines came to strip those pierced, and they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And they stripped him and carried his head and his weapons, and sent into the land of the Philistines all around to proclaim the news to their idols and the people. And they put his weapons in the house of their gods, and they fastened his skull in the house of Dagon. And all Yavesh Gilead heard of all that the Philistines had done to Saul. And all the valiant men arose and carried away Saul's body and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Yavesh. And they buried their bones under the oak in Yavesh, and fasted 7 days. And Saul died because of his trespass that he trespassed against Yahweh, against the word of Yahweh that he did not keep, and also for asking of a medium to inquire, and did not inquire of Yahweh. And he caused him to die, and turned the kingdom to David the son of Jesse. Chapter 11. And all Israel gathered to David to Hebron, saying, "Behold, we are your bone and your flesh. And also in time past, even when Saul was king, you were he that led out and brought in Israel. And Yahweh your Elohim said to you, 'You shall feed my people Israel, and you shall be ruler over my people Israel.' And all the elders of Israel came in to the king at Hebron. And David cut a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh. And they anointed David as king over Israel, according to the word of Yahweh, by the hand of Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem. It is Jebus, and the Jebusites, the ones living in the land, were there. And the ones living in Jebus said to David, You shall not come in here. But David captured the fortress of Zion. It is the city of David. And David said, Whoever strikes the Jebusites first shall become head and commander. And Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first and became head. And David lived in the fortress. On this account, they called it the city of David. And he built the city all around, from Milo even all around. And Joab restored the rest of the city. And David was going on and increasing, for Yahweh of hosts was with him. And these were the heads of the mighty men who were to David, making themselves strong with him in his kingdom, with all Israel, to cause him to reign over Israel, according to the word of Yahweh. And this is the number of the mighty men who were to David, Yashobeam, the son of a Hachmonite, the head of the 30. He lifted up his spear against 300, killing them at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite. He was among the three mighty ones. He was with David in Pazdamim, and the Philistines had gathered there to battle, and a portion of the field was full of barley, and the people had fled from before the Philistines. And they set themselves in the midst of that portion and delivered it, and struck the Philistines, and Yahweh saved by a great deliverance. And three of the 30 heads went down to the rock to David, to the cave of Adullam. And the army of the Philistines was pitched in the valley of the giants. And David was then in the stronghold, and the command post of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, Who shall give me drink, water from the well of Bethlehem that is by the gate? And the three broke through the army of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem at the gate and took it and brought to David. But David was not willing to drink it and poured it out to Yahweh and said, Far be it from me by my Elohim to do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men with their lives? For they have brought it with their lives. And he was not willing to drink it. The three mighty ones did these things. And Avishai, the brother of Joab, he was chief of the three. And he lifted up his spear against 300 and killed. And had a name among the three. Of the three, he was honored by the two, and became their head. But he did not come to the first three. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of great deeds, from Kabzeel, he killed the two lion-like Moabites. And he went down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit in the snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian man, a man of 5 cubits stature. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like the weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff, and wrenched the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did, and had a name among the three mighty ones. Behold, he was honored by the 30, but to the first three he did not come. And David set him over his court. And the mighty ones of the army were Asahel the brother of Joab, Elchanan the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamot the Harohite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ekesh the Tekoite, Abiezer the Enatotite, Sibichai the Hushatite, Eli the Ahohite, Maharai the Netophatite, Heled the son of Bana the Netophatite, Ittai the son of Ribai of Gibeah of the sons of Benjamin, Benaiah the Piratonite, Hurai of the torrents of Gash, Aviel the Arbatite, Asmaved the Baharumite, Eliabah the Sha'albanite, the sons of Hashem the Gizonite, Jonathan the son of Shageh the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Zakar the Hararite, Eliphal the son of Ur, Hefer the Mekaratite, Ahiah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Naarai the son of Ezbai, Yoel the brother of Natan, Mibhar the son of Hagi, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Berotite, the armor-bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Itrite, Garev the Itrite, Uriah the Hittite, Zavad the son of Ali, Adina the son of Shiza the Reubenite, the head of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Machah, and Yoshaphat the Meetnite, Uzziah the Ashtoretite, Shama and Yehiel the sons of Hotam the Arorerite, Yediel the son of Shimri, and Yoha his brother, the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Yeravai and Yoshaviah, sons of Elnaam, and Itma the Moabite, Eliel and Oved, and Yasiel the Mesobite. Chapter 12. And these were those coming to David to Ziklag, while banned from the face of Saul the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty ones helping the battle, right and left-handed, armed with bows, with stones, and with arrows, with the bow from the brothers of Saul of Benjamin. The head was Ahiezer, and Joash, the sons of Shemaah the Giviatite, and Yeziel, and Pelet, the sons of Asmavet, and Baracha and Yehu the Anatotite, Ishmaiah the Gibeonite, a mighty one among the 30, and over the 30, and Jeremiah, and Yahaziel, and Yochanan, and Yozavad the Gederatite, Ulazai and Yeremot and Baaliah and Shemariah and Shephatiah the Heruphite, Elkanah and Yesiah and Azarael and Yoezer and Yoshovaam the Korhites, and Yoelah and Zavadiah the sons of Yeroham of Gedor. And of the Gadites there were separated to David, to the stronghold in the wilderness, valiant warriors, men of the army for battle, setting shield and spear in order, and their faces as the face of a lion, and as gazelles on the heights for swiftness. Ezer the chief, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmana the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Yochanan the eighth, Elzavad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbani the 11th. These were the sons of Gad, heads of the army. The least was equal to 100, and the greatest as 1,000. These were they who crossed over the Jordan in the first month, and it was full over all its banks, and put to flight all those of the valleys, to the east and to the west. And some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to the stronghold of David. And David went out before them and answered and said to them, "If you have come to me for peace to help me, I have a heart to unite with yours. But if to betray me to my foe, there is no violence in my hand. The Elohim of our fathers shall see and reprove." And the spirit enwrapped Amasai, the head of the 30. "To you, O David, and with you, O son of Jesse, peace. Peace to you, and peace to your helpers. For your Elohim has helped you." And David received them and put them among the heads of the band. And some from Manasseh fell to David as he came with the Philistines to battle against Saul. And they did not help them, for by counsel the rulers of the Philistines sent them away, saying, "He will fall to his master Saul with our heads." As he went to Ziklag, there fell to him from Manasseh Adnah and Yozavad and Yediel and Michael and Yozavad and Elihu and Zeletai, heads of the thousands that were of Manasseh. And they helped David against the raiding band, for they all were valiant warriors, and they were commanders in the army. For at the time they came daily to David to help him, until it was a great army, like an army of Elohim. And these were the numbers of the heads of those that were armed for war, who came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the mouth of Yahweh. The sons of Judah, bearing shield and spear, were 6,800 armed for war. Of the sons of Simeon, mighty ones of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the sons of Levi were 4,600. And Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him 3,700. And Zadok, a young man mighty in valor, and of the house of his father were 22 leaders. And of the sons of Benjamin, Saul's brothers, were 3,000. For before, the most of them had kept their allegiance to the house of Saul. And of the sons of Ephraim were 20,800 mighty men of valor, famous men to the house of their fathers. And of the half-tribe of Manasseh were 18,000 who were designated by name to come to make David king. And of the sons of Issachar, having understanding of the times, to know what Israel should do, their heads were 200 and all their brothers were at their command. Of Zebulun, going forth to the army, that could set the battle in array with all kinds of weapons of war, 50,000, and keeping rank without a double heart. And of Naphtali, 1,000 chiefs, and with them with shield and spear were 37,000. And of the Danites arraying the battle were 28,600. And of Asher going out to the army to set in order the battle were 40,000. And from beyond the Jordan of the Reubenites and of the Gadites and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all of the weapons of war for battle were 120,000. All these were men of war, keeping rank. They came to Hebron with a perfect heart, to make David king over all Israel. And also all the rest of Israel was of one heart, to make David king. And they were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brothers had prepared for them. And also those near to them, to Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought in bread on donkeys and on camels and on mules and on oxen, food of fine flour, fig cakes and raisin cakes and wine and oil and oxen, and sheep to great plenty, for joy was in Israel. Chapter 13. And David consulted the chiefs of the thousands and of the hundreds to every leader. And David said to all the congregation of Israel, "If it is good to you, and it has broken forth from Yahweh our Elohim, we shall send to our brothers those remaining in all the lands of Israel, and with them the priests and the Levites in the cities of their open lands, and they shall be gathered to us. And we shall bring around to us the ark of our Elohim, for we did not seek him in the days of Saul." And all the congregation said to do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. And David gathered all Israel from Shihor of Egypt even to the entering in of Hamath, to bring in the ark of the Elohim from Kiriath Yearim. And David and all Israel went up to Baalah, to Kiriath Yearim of Judah, to bring up from there the ark of the Elohim called Yahweh, who dwells among the cherubs, where the name was called on. And they made the ark of the Elohim to ride on a new cart from the house of Avinadav, and Uzzah and Ahio were leading the cart. And David and all Israel were playing before the Elohim with all their might, and with songs, and with lyres, and with harps, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came to the threshing floor of Kidon, then Uzzah put out his hand to take hold of the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of Yahweh burned against Uzzah, and he struck him, because he had put out his hand on the ark, and he died there before Elohim. And it burned David, for Yahweh had broken a breach against Uzzah, and he called that place the breach of Uzzah to this day. And David feared the Elohim on that day, saying, "How shall I bring the ark of the Elohim to me?" And David did not bring the ark to himself to the city of David, but carried it aside to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of the Elohim remained with the household of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And Yahweh blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Chapter 14. And Hiram the king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and masons, and carpenters, to build a house for him. And David saw that Yahweh had established him king over Israel, for his kingdom was exalted to a height, for the sake of his people Israel. And David again took wives in Jerusalem, and David again fathered sons and daughters. And these were the names of the children who were to him in Jerusalem: Shammua and Shovav, Natan and Solomon, and Ibhar and Elishua, and Elpalet, and Noga and Nepheg, and Yafia, and Elishama, and Baaliada, and Eliphalet. And the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel. And all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard, and went out before them. And the Philistines came and made a raid in the valley of the giants. And David asked of Elohim, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? And have you given them into my hand?" And Yahweh said to him, "Go up, and I will give them into your hand." And they went up to Baal-perazim, and David struck them there. And David said, "The Elohim has broken my enemies by my hand, like the breaking of the waters." So they called the name of that place the Breach of Baal. And they forsook their gods there, and David commanded, and they were burned with fire. And yet again the Philistines raided in the valley. And David again inquired of Elohim, and the Elohim spoke to him, "You shall not go up after them. Turn away from them and come to them across from the weeping trees. And it shall be, when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the weeping trees, then you shall go out in the battle, for Elohim has gone out before you to strike the army of the Philistines." And David did as the Elohim commanded him, and they struck the army of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the name of David went out into all the lands, and Yahweh put the dread of him on all the nations. Chapter 15. And he built houses for himself in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of the Elohim, and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "None should bear the ark of the Elohim except the Levites, for Yahweh had chosen them to bear the ark of the Elohim, and to serve him forever." And David gathered all Israel to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of Yahweh to its place that he had prepared for it. And David gathered the sons of Aaron and the Levites. Of the sons of Kohat, Uriel the chief, and his brothers, 120. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and his brothers, 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Yoel the chief, and his brothers, 130. Of the sons of Elisaphan, Shemaiah the chief, and his brothers, 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brothers, 80. Of the sons of Uziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brothers, 112. And David called to Zadok and to Abiatar the priests, and to the Levites, to Uriel, Asaiah, and Yoel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your brothers, and you shall bring up the ark of Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, to the place I have prepared for it. Because you did not do so at the first, Yahweh our Elohim broke in against us, for we did not seek him according to the ordinance." And the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. And the sons of the Levites carried the ark of the Elohim, as Moses commanded, according to the word of Yahweh, by staves above on the shoulders. And David commanded the chiefs of the Levites to appoint their brothers the singers with instruments of song, psalteries and harps and sounding cymbals to lift up the voice for joy. And the Levites appointed Heman the son of Yoel, and of his brothers Asaph the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari, their brothers, Aton the son of Kushaiah. And with them were their brothers of the second rank. Zechariah, Ben, and Yaziel, and Shemiramot, and Yehiel, and Uni, Eliav, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Matityah, and Eliphelet, and Mikneiah, and Obed-Edom, and Yehiel, the gatekeepers. And the singers were Heman, Asaph, and Etan, to sound with cymbals of copper. And Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemiramot, and Yehiel, and Uni, and Eliav, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with harps set to Alamot. And Matityah, and Eliphelet, and Mikneiah, and Obed-Edom, and Yehiel, and Azaziah, with lyres on the octave to oversee. And Kenaniah, the chief of the Levites, led in the song, instructing in the song, because he was skillful. And Berechiah and Elkanah were gatekeepers for the ark. And Shavaniah and Jehoshaphat and Netanel, and Amasai and Zechariah and Benaiah and Eleazar the priest were blowing with the trumpets before the ark of the Elohim. And Obed-Edom and Yehiah were gatekeepers for the ark. And it was David and the elders of Israel and the commanders of the thousands who were going to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh from the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it happened as the Elohim helped the Levites carrying the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that carried the ark, and the singers, and Chenaniah, the master of the song with the singers. David also had an ephod of linen on him. And all Israel was bringing up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh with shouting, and with the sound of a horn, and with trumpets and cymbals, sounding aloud with lyres and harps. And it happened as the ark of the covenant of Yahweh came to the city of David, Michal the daughter of Saul looked out through the window and saw King David dancing and laughing. And she despised him in her heart. Chapter 16. And they brought in the ark of the Elohim, and set it down in the middle of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Elohim. And when David finished offering the burnt offering and the peace offering, and he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh, even he passed out to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to each a loaf of bread, a portion, and a raisin cake. And he set before the ark of Yahweh ministers from the Levites, even to celebrate and to thank and to give praise to Yahweh the Elohim of Israel. Asaph the head, and Zechariah his second, Yehiel and Shemiramot, and Yehiel and Matityah, and Eliav and Benaiah and Obed-Edom and Yehiel, with instruments of harps and with lyres, and Asaph was sounding with the cymbals. And Benaiah and Yahaziel the priests were continually with trumpets before the ark of the covenant of the Elohim. Then on that day, David first gave by the hand of Asaph and his brothers to give thanks to Yahweh. O give thanks to Yahweh, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, tell of all of his marvelous works, glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those seeking Yahweh rejoice. Seek Yahweh and his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his wonders that he has done, his signs, and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Israel, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Yahweh our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember his covenant forever, the word he gave to 1,000 generations, which he has cut with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac. And he established it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as a covenant forever, saying, I will give you the land of Canaan, the portion of your inheritance. When you were few in number, even very few, and sojourners in it, and they went up and down from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people. He has not allowed any to oppress them. Yea, for their sake he has reproved kings. Touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no evil. Sing to Yahweh all the earth. Proclaim the news from day to day of his salvation. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all the peoples. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised, and he is to be feared above all the Elohim. For all the gods of the peoples are worthless. Yea, Yahweh has made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Give to Yahweh, O families of the people. Give to Yahweh glory and strength. Give to Yahweh the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship Yahweh in the adornment of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Yea, the earth is established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. And let them say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Let the sea roar in the fullness of it, let the fields rejoice and all in them. Then the trees of the forest will sing out before Yahweh, for he has come to judge the earth. O give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And say, O save us, Elohim of our Yeshua, and gather us, and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name, that we may glory in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. And all the people said, Amen, and gave praise to Yahweh. And he left there before the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, for Asaph and for his brothers, to minister before the Ark continually to the matter of a day in its day. Also Obed-Edom and their brothers, 68, and Obed-Edom the son of Yedutun, and Hosah as gatekeepers. And Zadok the priest and his brothers the priests before the tabernacle of Yahweh in the high place that was in Gibeon, to offer the burnt offerings to Yahweh on the altar of the burnt offering continually, to the morning and to evening, even to all that was written in the Torah of Yahweh, which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Yedutun and the rest that were chosen, who were designated by name, to give thanks to Yahweh, because his mercy endures forever. And with them Heman and Yedutun with trumpets and cymbals for those making a sound, and instruments of the song of the Elohim. And the sons of Yedutun were at the gate, and all the people departed, each to his house, and David returned to bless his house. Chapter 17. And it happened, as David sat in his house, that David said to Natan the prophet, Behold, I am living in a house of cedars, and the ark of the covenant of Yahweh is under curtains. And Natan said to David, Do all that is in your heart, for the Elohim is with you. And it happened on that night, the word of Elohim came to Natan, saying, Go, and you shall say to my servant David, So says Yahweh, You shall not build a house for me to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in a house from the day that I brought Israel up until this day, but I have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Wherever I have walked up and down among all Israel, have I spoken a word with any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have you not built a house of cedars for me? And now you shall say this to my servant, to David, So says Yahweh of hosts, I have taken you from the pasture from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. And I've been with you wherever you have walked, and I've cut off all your enemies from before you, and I have made for you a name like the name of the great ones in the earth. And I will prepare a place for my people Israel, and he will plant, and he will dwell in his place, and shall not be made to tremble any more, nor shall the sons of wickedness waste him any more, as at the first. Yea, even from the day that I appointed judges over my people Israel. And I will humble all your enemies, and I declare to you that Yahweh shall build a house for you. And it shall be, when your days have been fulfilled to go away with your fathers, that I shall raise up your seed after you, who shall be of your sons, and I shall establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for me, and I shall establish his throne forever. I shall become a father to him, and he shall become a son to me. And I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it away from him who was before you. And I will establish him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be made to stand forever. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so Natan spoke to David. And David the king came in and sat before Yahweh, and said, Who am I, O Yahweh, Elohim, and what is my house, that you have brought me thus far? And this was a small thing in your eyes, O Elohim. But you have spoken to your servant's house for a great while to come, and have looked upon me as a type of the man who is on high, O Yahweh Elohim. What can David add still more to you concerning the honor being put on your servant? For you know your servant. O Yahweh, for your servant's sake and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness, to make known all these great things. O Yahweh, there is none like you, and there is no Elohim except you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what nation in the earth is as your people Israel, whom the Elohim has brought out to ransom to himself for a people, to make for yourself a great and fearful name, to cast out the nations from before your people, whom you have ransomed out of Egypt? Yea, you have chosen your people Israel for yourself, for a people forever, and you, O Yahweh, have been Elohim to them. And now, O Yahweh, the word that you have spoken as to your servant and as to his house, let it be established forever, and do as you have spoken. Let it even be established, and your name be great forever, saying, Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel is Elohim to Israel. And the house of your servant David shall be made to stand before you. For you, O my Elohim, you have uncovered the ear of your servant, to build a house for him. On this account your servant has found to pray before you. And now, O Yahweh, you are Elohim himself, and you speak this goodness concerning your servant. And now you have been pleased to bless the house of your servant, to be forever before you. For you, O Yahweh, have blessed. Yea, it is blessed forever. Chapter 18. And it happened after this, that David struck the Philistines, and humbled them, and took Gath and its towns out of the hand of the Philistines, And he struck Moab, and the Moabites became servants to David, bringing a tribute. And David struck Hadarezer, the king of Zobah, at Hamath, as he went to establish his hand by the Euphrates River. And David captured from him 1,000 chariots, and 7,000 horsemen, and 20,000 footmen. And David hamstrung all the chariot horses, but left of them 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadarezer, the king of Zobah, then David struck 22,000 men of the Syrians. And David placed men in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became servants to David, bringing a tribute. And Yahweh preserved David wherever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadarezer, and brought them to Jerusalem. And from Tibhat and from Kun, cities of Hadarezer, David brought very much copper. With it Solomon made the copper sea, and the pillars, and the vessels of copper. And Tou, the king of Hamath, heard that David had struck the whole army of Hadarezer, the king of Zobah. And he sent his son Hadoram to King David to ask peace of him, and to bless him because he had fought against Hadarezer, and had struck him, for Hadarezer had been a man of war with Tou. And he sent all his vessels of gold and silver and copper. Also these King David sanctified to Yahweh, with the silver and the gold that he had taken from all the nations, from Edom and from Moab and from the Ammonites, and from the Philistines and from Amalek. And Avishai the son of Zeruiah had killed 18,000 of the Edomites in the Valley of Salt. And he put command posts in Edom, and all the Edomites were servants to David. And Yahweh preserved David wherever he went. And David reigned over all Israel, and he executed justice and righteousness among all his people. And Joab the son of Zeruiah was over the army, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud was recorder, and Zadok the son of Ahituv, and Avimelech the son of Abiathar were priests, and Shavshah was scribe. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Keratites and the Pelatites, and the sons of David were first in power at the hand of the king. Chapter 19. And it happened after this that King Nahash of the Ammonites died, and his son reigned in his place. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun the son of Nahash, for his father acted with kindness toward me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. And the servants of David came to the land of the Ammonites, to Hanun, to comfort him. And the chiefs of the sons of Ammon said to Hanun, Is David honoring your father in your eyes, because he has sent comforters to you? Have not his servants come in to you in order to search out and to overthrow and to spy out the land? And Hanun took David's servants and shaved them, and cut their long robes in half, to the buttocks, and sent them away. And some went and told David about the men, and he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly humiliated. And the king said, Remain in Jericho until your beard has grown, then return. And the Ammonites saw that they had made themselves odious to David. And Hanun and the Ammonites sent 1,000 talents of silver in order to hire to themselves chariots and horsemen from Syria of Naharaim, and Syria of Machah, and from Zobah. And they hired 2,000 chariots to themselves, and the king of Machah and his people. And they came in and pitched before Medeva, and the Ammonites had gathered out of their cities and had come to the battle. And David heard and sent Joab and all the army of the mighty men. And the Ammonites came out and set the battle in order at the entrance to the city. And the kings who had come were by themselves in the field. And Joab saw the face of the battle was against him before and behind. And he chose out all the choice ones in Israel and set in order to meet Syria. And the rest of the people he gave into the hand of his brother Avishai. And they set in order to meet the sons of Ammon. And he said, If Syria is stronger than I, then you shall help me. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will help you. Be strong. Even let us take courage for our people and for the cities of our Elohim. And Yahweh will do that which is good in his eyes. And Joab and the people with him drew near before Syria to do battle, and they fled before him. And the Ammonites saw that Syria had fled, and they ran away, they also, from before his brother Avishai, and went into the city. And Joab came to Jerusalem. And Syria saw that they had been stricken before Israel, and sent messengers and brought out Syria that was beyond the river. And Shophach, Hadarezer's army commander, was before them. And it was told to David, and he gathered all Israel and crossed the Jordan, and came to them and set an order against them. Yea, David set the battle in order to meet Syria, and they fought with him. And Syria fled before Israel, and David killed 7,000 charioteers of Syria and 40,000 footmen, and he killed Shophach, the army commander. And the servants of Hadarezer saw that they had been stricken before Israel, and they made peace with David and served him, and Syria was not willing to help the Ammonites any more. Chapter 20. And it happened, at the time of the return of the year, at the time when kings go forth, that Yoav led out the power of the army and wasted the country of the Ammonites, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem, and Yoav struck Rabbah and overthrew it. And David took the crown of their king from his head, and found it a talent of gold in weight, and a precious stone in it, and it was set on David's head. And he also brought out the spoil of the city, a very great amount. And he brought out the people in it, and they sawed with saws, and with sharp tools of iron, and with the axes. And so David did to all the cities of the Ammonites. And David and all the people returned to Jerusalem. And it happened after this, that there stood a battle again with the Philistines in Gezer. Then Sibechai the Hushathite killed Sipai of the children of the giant, and they were humbled. And there was a battle again with the Philistines. And Elchanan the son of Yair killed Lami, the brother of Goliath, the Gittite, the wood of whose spear was like the weaver's beam. And there was a battle again in Gat, and a man of stature was there, and his fingers and his toes were 6 and 6, 24, and also he had been born to the giant. And he taunted Israel, and Jonathan the son of Shemaiah, the brother of David, killed him. These were born to the giant in Gat, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. Chapter 21. And Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. And David said to Yoav and to the rulers of the people, Go, number Israel from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring to me, and I will know their number. And Yoav said, May Yahweh add to his people as if they were 100 times, my master. O king, are they not all of them servants to my master? Why does my master desire this? Why will he be a cause of guilt to Israel? But the word of the king was strong against Yoav. And Yoav went out and went up and down all Israel, and came to Jerusalem. And Yoav gave the tally of the census of the people to David. And all Israel was 1,100,000 men drawing sword, and Judah was 470,000 drawing sword. And Levi and Benjamin he did not number among them, for the word of the king was loathsome to Yoav. And it was evil in the eyes of Elohim as to this thing, and he struck Israel. And David said to the Elohim, I have sinned exceedingly in that I have done this thing. And now, I pray you to cause the iniquity of your servant to pass away, for I have acted very foolishly. And Yahweh spoke to Gad, the seer of David, saying, Go, and you shall speak to David, saying, So says Yahweh, I am extending to you 3 things. Choose one of these for yourself, that I may do to you. And Gad came to David and said to him, So says Yahweh, choose for yourself, either for 3 years of famine, or 3 months to be wasted before your adversaries, even to be overtaken by the sword of your enemies, or the sword of Yahweh 3 days, even pestilence in the land, and the messenger of Yahweh destroying throughout all the borders of Israel. And now, see what answer I shall return to him that sent me. And David said to Gad, It is great distressing to me. Now let me fall into the hand of Yahweh, for his mercies are very many, but do not let me fall into the hand of man. And Yahweh sent a pestilence into Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell. And the Elohim sent a messenger to Jerusalem to destroy it. And as he was destroying, Yahweh saw, and had pity as to the evil, and said to the destroying messenger, Enough! Now let your hand drop. And the messenger of Yahweh stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David lifted up his eyes and saw the messenger of Yahweh standing between the earth and the heavens, and his sword drawn in his hand, stretched out over Jerusalem. And David and the elders fell on their faces, covered with sackcloth. And David said to the Elohim, Was it not I who said to number the people? Yea, it was I who sinned. And truly have I done evil. And these, the flock, what have they done? O Yahweh, my Elohim, I pray you, let your hand be on me and on my father's house, and not on your people to be plagued. And the messenger of Yahweh spoke to Gad, saying to David, Surely David shall go up to raise an altar to Yahweh in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up by the word of Gad, that which he spoke in the name of Yahweh. And Ornan turned back, and saw the messenger, and his 4 sons with him hid themselves. And Ornan was threshing wheat. And as David came to Ornan, Ornan looked and saw David, and went out of the threshing floor, and bowed to David, with his face to the ground. And David said to Ornan, Give me the side of the threshing floor, and I will build an altar to Yahweh in it. For full silver give it to me, and the plague will be restrained from the people. And Ornan said to David, Take it for yourself, and my master the king do that which is good in his eyes. See, I have given the oxen for burnt offerings, and the threshing instruments for wood, and the wheat for the food offering. I give it all. And King David said to Ornan, No, for surely I will buy it for full silver, for I will not lift up what is yours to Yahweh, so as to offer a burnt offering without cost. And David gave to Ornan 600 shekels of gold in weight for the place. And David built an altar there to Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings, and called to Yahweh. And he answered him with fire from the heavens on the altar of the burnt offering. And Yahweh commanded the messenger, and he returned his sword to its sheath. At that time, when David saw that Yahweh had answered him in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, then he sacrificed there. And the tabernacle of Yahweh that Moses had made in the wilderness, and the altar of the burnt offering, were at that time in the high place in Gibeon. And David was not able to go before it to seek Elohim, for he was terrified from the face of the sword of the messenger of Yahweh. Chapter 22. And David said, "This is the house of Yahweh the Elohim, and this altar for burnt offering for Israel." And David commanded the aliens in the land of Israel to be gathered, and appointed masons to cut stones to build the house of the Elohim. And David prepared iron in abundance for nails, for leaves of the gates, and for couplings of very much copper. There was no weighing it. And also cedar trees without number, for the Sidonians and the Tyrians brought in cedar trees in abundance to David. And David said, "My son Solomon is a youth and tender, and the house to be built to Yahweh is to be made great, to a height, for a name and for beauty to all the land. I pray you, let me prepare for it." And David prepared in abundance before his death. And he called for his son Solomon and commanded him to build a house to Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. And David said to his son Solomon, "As for me, it has been in my heart to build a house to the name of Yahweh my Elohim. But the word of Yahweh was against me, saying, 'You have shed blood in abundance, and you have made great wars. You shall not build a house to my name, for you have shed much blood to the earth before me. Behold, a son shall be born to you. He shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies all around. For Solomon shall be his name, and I will give peace and quietness to Israel in his days. He shall build a house to my name, and he shall become a son to me, and I a father to him. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, may Yahweh be with you, and may you prosper and build the house of Yahweh your Elohim, as he spoke concerning you. Only, may Yahweh give wisdom and understanding to you, and command you as to Israel, even to keep the Torah of Yahweh your Elohim. Then you shall prosper, if you observe to do the statutes and the judgments that Yahweh commanded Moses as to Israel. Be strong and courageous, do not fear, nor be cast down. And behold, in my affliction I have prepared 100,000 gold talents for the house of Yahweh, and 1,000,000 talents of silver. And there is no weighing of the copper and iron, for it is in abundance. And I have prepared wood and stones, and you shall add to them. And there are many workmen with you, masons and carvers in stone, and of wood, and of every skillful man for every work. No number is to the gold, and to the silver, and to the copper, and to the iron. Rise up and act, for Yahweh is with you." And David commanded all the chiefs of Israel to give help to his son Solomon. "Is not Yahweh your Elohim with you? Yea, he has given you rest all around. For he has given into my hand the inhabitants of the land, and has subdued the land before Yahweh and before his people. Now give your heart and your soul to seek Yahweh your Elohim, and rise up and build the sanctuary of Yahweh Elohim, to bring in the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, and the holy vessels of Elohim, to the house that is to be built in the name of Yahweh." Chapter 23. And David was old and satisfied with days, and caused his son Solomon to reign over Israel. And he gathered all Israel's chiefs and the priests and the Levites. And the Levites were counted from a son of 30 years and upward, and their number by their heads, as to men, 38,000. Of these, 24,000 to be overseers over the work of the house of Yahweh, and 6,000 were officers and judges, and 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 giving praise to Yahweh with instruments which I made, said David, for praising. And David divided them into divisions of the sons of Levi, of Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites, Laadan and Shimi. The sons of Laadan were Yehiel the head, and Zetam, and Yoel, 3. The sons of Shimi, Shilomit, and Haziel, and Haran, 3. These were the heads of the fathers of Laadan. And the sons of Shimi, Yachat, Zina, and Yeush, and Beria. These 4 the sons of Shimi. And Yachat was the head, and Ziza the second. But Yeush and Beria did not have many sons, and they were in one roster, a father's house. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, 4. The sons of Amram, Aaron and Moses. And Aaron was separated so that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons perpetually, to burn incense before Yahweh, to minister to him, and to bless in his name perpetually. And as to Moses, the man of the Elohim, His sons were named of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eliezer. Of the sons of Gershom, Shevuel was the head, and the sons of Eliezer, Rehaviah the head. And Eliezer had no other sons, but the sons of Rehaviah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shlomit was the head. Of the sons of Hebron, Yeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Yahaziah the third, and Yekamiam the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micha was the first, Yesiah the second. Mushi and Mali were the sons of Merari. The sons of Mali, Eleazar, and Kish. And Eleazar died, and he had no sons, but he had daughters. And their brothers, the sons of Kish, took them. The sons of Mushi, Mali, and Eder, and Yeremot, three. These were the sons of Levi to the house of their fathers, the heads of the fathers to their rosters, by number of names, by their heads, who did the work for the service of the house of Yahweh from the son of 20 years and over. For David said, Yahweh Elohim of Israel has given rest to his people, so that they may dwell in Jerusalem perpetually. And also to the Levites, there was no need to carry the tabernacle nor all its vessels for its service. For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from a son of 20 years and above, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of Yahweh, in the courts and in the chambers and in the purifying of all holy things, and the work of the service of the Elohim's house, both for the bread of arrangement and for the fine flour for food offering and for the unleavened cakes and for the pan and for what is well mixed and for every measure and size, even to stand every morning to thank and praise Yahweh and likewise at evening. And they were to offer all burnt sacrifices to Yahweh in the Sabbath, in the new moons, and on the set feasts by number, according to the order commanded to them, continually before the face of Yahweh. And that they should keep the charge of the tent of the meeting, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of Aaron's sons, their brothers, in the service of the house of Yahweh. Chapter 24. And these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab and Avihu, Eleazar and Itamar. But Nadab and Avihu died before their father, and they had no sons. And Eleazar and Itamar were priests. And David divided them according to their offices in their service, even Zadok of the sons of Eleazar, and Ahimelech of the sons of Itamar. And more sons of Eleazar were found than the sons of Itamar, for heads of the men, and they divided them. For the sons of Eleazar were 16 chiefs to their father's house, and 8 to the sons of Itamar, to the house of their fathers. So they divided them by lots, these with these. For these were the rulers of the sanctuary and rulers of the Elohim, of Eleazar's sons and Itamar's sons. And Shemaiah the son of Netanel, the scribe of the Levites, wrote them before the king, and the rulers, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech the son of Aviatar, and the rulers of the fathers of the priests and Levites. One father's house was taken for Eleazar, and one taken for Itamar. And the first lot came out for Yehoraiv, the second to Yediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchiah, the sixth to Miyamin, the seventh to Hakoz, the eighth to Aviah, the ninth to Yeshua, the tenth to Shekinah, the 11th to Eliashiv, the 12th to Yakim, the 13th to Huppah, the 14th to Yesheveav, the 15th to Bilgah, the 16th to Emir, the 17th to Hezir, the 18th to Afses, the 19th to Petaiah, the 20th to Yehezekel, the 21st to Yachin, the 22nd to Gamul, the 23rd to Deliah, the 24th to Maaziah. These were the orderings of them in their service to come into the house of Yahweh, according to their ordinance, to Aaron their father, as Yahweh Elohim of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shuvael, of the sons of Shuvael, Yediah, for Rehaviah, of the sons of Rehaviah, the first was Ishia. Of the Ezharites, Shelemot, of the sons of Shelemot, Yachat, and the sons of Hebron were Uriah, Amariah the second, Yahaziel the third, Yekameam the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micha. Of the sons of Micha, Shamir. The brother of Micha was Ishia. Of the sons of Ishia, Zechariah. The sons of Merari were Mali and Mushi. The sons of Yaaziah, Beno. The sons of Merari by Yaaziah, Beno, and Shoham, and Zakur, and Ivri. Of Mali, Eleazar, and no sons were to him. Of Kish, Yerameel the son of Kish, the sons of Mushi, Mali, and Eder, and Yeremot. These were the sons of the Levites according to their father's house. And they also made fall lots just as their brothers the sons of Aaron did before the face of David the king, and Zadok and Ahimelech and the heads of the fathers, for the priests and Levites, even the head of the fathers, as well as his younger brother. Chapter 25. And David and the commanders of the army separated some to the service of the sons of Asaph and Heman and Yedutun, who were prophets with harps, with lyres, and with cymbals. And their number of the workmen according to their service was, of the sons of Asaph, Zakur and Joseph and Netanyah and Asarelah, the sons of Asaph at the hands of Asaph, who prophesied at the hands of the king. Of Yedutun, the sons of Yedutun, Gedaliah and Zeri and Yeshayah, Hashaviah and Matityah and Shimi. 6. Under the hands of their father Yedutun, who prophesied with the lyre to give thanks and to praise Yahweh. Of Heman were the sons of Heman, Bukiah, Matanyah, Uziel, Shevuel, and Yerimot, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliata, Gildati, and Romamtiezer, Yoshbekasha, Maloti, Hotir, Mahaziot. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, in the words of the Elohim, to lift up the horn. And the Elohim gave to Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these were at the hands of their father for song in the house of Yahweh, with cymbals, harps, and lyres, for the service of the house of the Elohim, at the hands of the king, Asaph, Yedutun, and Heman. So was their number, with their brothers who were instructed in singing to Yahweh, all that were discerning, 288. And they made fall lots for duty, as in the rule, as the small, so the great, the one teaching with the pupil. And the first lot came out for Asaph to Joseph, Gedaliah, he was the second, and his brothers and sons, 12 men. The third was Zakur, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fourth was to Izri, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fifth was to Netanyah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The sixth was to Bukiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The seventh was to Yesharelah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The eighth was to Yeshayah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The ninth was to Matanyah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The tenth was to Shimi, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 11th was to Azarelel, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 12th to Hashaviah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 13th to Shuvael, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 14th to Matityah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 15th to Yeremot, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 16th to Hananiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 17th to Yoshbekasha, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 18th to Hanani, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 19th to Maloti, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 20th to Eliata, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 21st to Hotir, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 22nd to Gidalti, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 23rd to Mahaziot, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 24th to Romamtiezer, his sons and his brothers, 12. Chapter 26. For the divisions of the gatekeepers of the Korhites was Meshelemiah the son of Kore, of the sons of Asaph. And to Meshelemiah were sons, Zechariah the firstborn, Yidiel the second, Zavadiah the third, Yatniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Yehochanan the sixth, Elionai the seventh. And to Obed-Edom were sons, Shemaiah the firstborn, Yehozavad the second, Yoah the third, and Zachar the fourth, and Netanael the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Peultai the eighth, for Elohim blessed him. Also sons were born to Shemaiah, who ruled for the house of their father, for they were mighty warriors. The sons of Shemaiah, Otni, and Raphael, and Ovid, Elzavad, whose brothers, mighty sons, were Elihu and Semachiah. All these were the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their brothers were mighty men, with strength for service. 62 were of Obed-Edom. And to Meshelemiah were sons and brothers, mighty sons, 18. Also to Hosa, of the sons of Merari, were sons. Simri the head, though not the firstborn, yet his father made him the head. Hilkiah the second, Tavaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brothers of Hosa, 13. To these were the divisions of the gatekeepers for the heads of the men, having charges like their brothers, to minister in the house of Yahweh. And he made fall lots, as the small, as the great, for the house of their fathers, for gate and gate. And the lot eastward fell to Shelemiah, and for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, they made fall lots, and his lot came out northward. And to Obed-Edom southward, and to his sons the house of the stores. Shupim and Hosa westward, with the gate of Shelechet, going up by the highway, guard corresponding to guard. Eastward were 6 Levites, northward 4 a day, southward 4 a day, and toward the storehouse 2 by 2. At the parbar westward 4 at the highway, 2 at the parbar. These are the divisions of the gatekeepers among the sons of Korah and among the sons of Merari. And of the Levites, Ahiah was over the treasures of the house of Elohim and to the treasures of the dedicated things. The sons of Laadan, sons of the Gershonites, heads of the fathers of Laadan, the Gershonite, Yehieli, the sons of Yehieli, Zetam and his brother Yoel, who were over the treasures of the house of Yahweh. For the Amramites, for the Izharites, for the Hebronites, for the Uzielites. And Shuviel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was ruler over the treasures. And his brothers by Eliezer were his son Rehevia, and his son Yeshaya, and his son Yoram, and his son Zikri, and his son Shlomit. Of Shlomit, he and his brothers were over all the treasures of the holy things that David the king, and the heads of the fathers, the commanders over thousands and hundreds, and the commanders of the army had dedicated. They dedicated from the battles and the plunder to maintain the house of Yahweh. And all that Samuel the seer, and Saul the son of Kish, and Abner the son of Ner, and Joab the son of Zeruiah, all who dedicated, was at the hand of Shelomit and his brothers. Of the Izharites, Chenaniah and his sons were for the outward business over Israel, for officers and for judges. Of the Hebronites, Hashaviah and his brothers, sons of Might, 1,700 over the oversight of Israel beyond the Jordan westward, for all the work of Yahweh and for the king's service. Of Hebron, Yeriah, the head of the Hebronites, for his generations to his fathers. In the 40th year of David's reign, they were sought, and were found among them mighty warriors at Yazer of Gilead. And his brothers, mighty sons, were 2,700 heads of the fathers. And King David made them overseers over the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for every matter of the Elohim and matter of the king. Chapter 27. And the sons of Israel, according to their number, the heads of the fathers and commanders of thousands and hundreds, and their scribes who served the king in every matter of the divisions which came in and went out month by month for all the months of the year, the one division had 24,000. Over the first division for the first month was Yashobaam the son of Zabdiel, and over his division 24,000. The head of all the commanders of the army for the first month was of the sons of Peretz. And over the division of the second month was Eleazar the son of Dodo of Ahoa. And of his division, Miklot was also the ruler. And in his division were 24,000. The third commander of the army for the third month was Benaiah the son of Yahuyada, a head priest. And in his division were 24,000. He was that Benaiah who was mighty among the 30 and above the 30. And in his division was his son Amizavad. The fourth for the fourth month was Asahel the brother of Yoav, and Zavadiah his son after him. And in his division were 24,000. The fifth for the fifth month was Chief Shamhut the Izrahite, and in his division were 24,000. The sixth for the sixth month was Ira the son of Ikesh of Tekoa, and in his division were 24,000. The seventh for the seventh month was Helez the Pelonite of the sons of Ephraim, and in his division were 24,000. The eighth for the eighth month was Sibachai of Husa of the Zarkites, and in his division were 24,000. The ninth for the ninth month was Aviezer of Anatot of Benjamin, and in his division were 24,000. The tenth for the tenth month was Maharai of Netophah of the Zarkites, and in his division were 24,000. The eleventh for the eleventh month was Benaiah the Pirotonite of the sons of Ephraim, and in his division were 24,000. The twelfth for the twelfth month was Heldai of Netophah of Otniel, and in his division were 24,000. And over the tribes of Israel, the ruler of the Reubenites was Eleazar the son of Zikri. Shaphatiah the son of Maacha was over the Simeonites. Hashaviah the son of Kemuel was over the Levites. Zadok over the Aaronites. Elihu of the brothers of David was over Judah. Omri the son of Michael was over Issachar. Ishmaiah the son of Obadiah was over Zebulun. Yerimoth the son of Azriah was over Naphtali. Hoshea the son of Azaziah was over the sons of Ephraim. Yoel the son of Padiah was over the half-tribe of Manasseh. Edo the son of Zechariah was over the half-tribe of Manasseh and Gilead. Yaasiel the son of Avner was over Benjamin. Azariel the son of Yeroham was over Dan. These were the leaders of the tribes of Israel. But David did not take the number of them from the son of 20 years and under, because Yahweh had said he would increase Israel like the stars of the heavens. Yoab the son of Zeruiah began to number, but he did not finish. And wrath was on Israel for this. And the number did not go up in the account of the matters of the days of King David. And over the king's treasures was Azmavet the son of Adiel. And Jehonatan the son of Uzziah was over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities and in the villages and in the strongholds. Esri the son of Kelub was over those who did the work of the field for working the ground. Shimi of Ramah was over the vineyards. Zavdi the Shifmite was over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars. And Baal-Hanan of Geder was over the olive trees and sycamore trees in the lowlands. And Yoash was over the oil cellars. And Shitrai of Sharon was over the herds that fed in Sharon. And Shaphat the son of Adlai was over the herds in the valleys. And Ovil the Ishmaelite was over the camels. And Yedea the Meronitite was over the donkeys. And Yaziz the Hagarite was over the flocks. All these were the rulers of the possessions which King David had. And Jonathan, David's uncle, was an advisor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Yehiel, the son of Hachmoni, was with the king's sons. And Ahithophel was the king's counselor. And Hushai, the Archite, was the king's companion. And after Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah, and Abiatar. And the general of the king's army was Joab. Chapter 28. And David assembled all the chiefs of Israel, the chiefs of the tribes and chiefs of the divisions who were serving the king, and commanders of the thousands and commanders of the hundreds, and heads of all property and possessions of the king, and of his sons, with the eunuchs and the mighty ones, even to every mighty one of valor, to Jerusalem. And David the king rose up on his feet and said, "Hear me, my brothers and my people. With my heart I desire to build a house of rest for the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, and for the footstool of our Elohim. And I made preparations to build. But the Elohim said to me, 'You shall not build a house to my name, for you are a man of battles, and you have shed blood.' But Yahweh the Elohim of Israel chose me out of all my father's house to be king over Israel forever, for he chose Judah as the ruler, and my father's house in the house of Judah. And among the sons of my father he was pleased to make me king over all Israel. And of all my sons, for Yahweh has given me many sons, he has chosen my son Solomon to sit on the throne of the kingdom of Yahweh over Israel. And he said to me, 'Your son Solomon shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him as a son to me, and I surely will be a father to him. And I will establish his kingdom forever, if he will be strong to do my commandments and my ordinances, as at this day.' And now in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of Yahweh, and in the hearing of our Elohim, observe and seek out all the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, that you may possess this good land, and cause your sons to inherit it after you forever. And you, my son Solomon, know the Elohim of your father, and serve him with a perfect heart, and with a willing mind. For Yahweh searches out all hearts, and he understands every imagination of thoughts. If you shall seek him, he shall be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. Watch now, for Yahweh has chosen you to build a house for a sanctuary. Be strong and act." And David gave his son Solomon the pattern of the porch and of its houses and of its treasuries and of its upper rooms and of its innermost rooms and of the house of the mercy seat. And the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit for the courts of the house of Yahweh and for all the rooms all around, for the treasuries of the house of the Elohim and for the treasuries of the things dedicated and for the divisions of the priests and of the Levites and for all the work of the service of the house of Yahweh and for all the vessels of service of the house of Yahweh, even for the gold by the weight of the gold, for all vessels of service and service, and for all the vessels of silver by weight, for all the vessels of service and service, and by weight for the menorahs of gold and their lamps of gold with the weight of each menorah and its lamps, also for the menorahs of silver by weight with the weight of each menorah and its lamps according to the service of each menorah. And he gave by weight gold for the tables of the bread of arrangement, for table and table, silver for the tables of silver, and pure gold for the flesh hooks, and the bowls, and the cups, and for the golden basins by weight for every basin, for the silver basins by weight for basin and basin, and for the altar of incense, refined gold by weight, and for the pattern of the chariot of the cherubs of gold, spreading out and covering over the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh. All was in writing from the hand of Yahweh. He caused me to understand all the work of the pattern. And David said to his son Solomon, "Be strong and brave, and act. Do not fear, nor be afraid, for Yahweh Elohim, my Elohim, shall be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work of the service of the house of Yahweh. And behold, the courses of the priests and the Levites shall be for all the service of the house of the Elohim. And with you in all work shall be every willing one with wisdom for every service, and the rulers and all the people shall be according to all your words." Chapter 29. And David the king said to all the congregation, "My son Solomon, the one whom Elohim has chosen, is young and tender, and the work is great, for the magnificent house is not for man, but for Yahweh Elohim. And with all my power I have prepared for the house of my Elohim, the gold for things of gold, and the silver for silver, and the copper for copper, the iron for iron things, and the wood for wood, onyx stones and settings, and also stones of antimony and of different colors, and of every precious stone, and stones of alabaster in abundance. And also, because I delighted in the house of my Elohim, I have treasure of gold and silver which I give for the house of my Elohim, even more than all that I have prepared for the house of the sanctuary. 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the houses. Even gold for things of gold, and silver for silver, and for all the work of the hands of the skilled workers. And who is he that will willingly offer to consecrate his hand today to Yahweh? And the chiefs of the fathers, and the chiefs of the tribes of Israel, and the commanders of the thousands, and the hundreds, even the chiefs of the king's work, offered willingly, and gave for the service of the house of the Elohim of gold 5,000 talents, and a myriad of derricks, and 10,000 talents of silver, and 18,000 talents of copper, and 100,000 talents of iron. And he having stones gave them to the treasury of the house of Yahweh, by the hand of Yehiel the Gershonite. And the people rejoiced because of their willing offering, for they offered willingly to Yahweh with a perfect heart. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. And David blessed Yahweh before the eyes of all the congregation. And David said, Blessed are you, O Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, our Father forever and ever. To you, O Yahweh, be the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all in the heavens and in the earth belongs to you, O Yahweh. Yours is the kingdom, and you lift up yourself to all as head. And the riches and the honor come from before you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. And now, our Elohim, we are giving thanks to you and giving praise to your glorious name. Yea, for who am I, and who are my people, that we should be able to offer willingly in this way? For all is of you, and we have given to you out of your hand. For we are strangers before you, and settlers, like all our fathers. Our days on the land are like a shadow, and there is none abiding. O Yahweh our Elohim, all this store that we have prepared to build a house to you, for your holy name, is out of your hand, and all is of you. And I know, my Elohim, that you try the heart and are pleased with uprightness. I, in the uprightness of my heart, have offered willingly all these things. And now I have watched with joy your people who are present here offering willingly to you. O Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our fathers, keep this forever for the intent of the thoughts of the heart of your people, and prepare their heart toward you. And give a perfect heart to my son Solomon, to keep your commandments, your testimonies, and your statutes, and to do all, even to build this magnificent house, for which I have prepared. And David said to all the congregation, Now bless Yahweh your Elohim. And all the congregation blessed Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers, and worshipped Yahweh, and bowed to the king. And they sacrificed sacrifices to Yahweh, and offered burnt offerings to Yahweh, on the next day after that day. 1,000 bulls, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, with their drink offerings and sacrifices in great plenty for all Israel. And they ate and drank before Yahweh on that day with great joy, and made Solomon the son of David king a second time, and anointed him before Yahweh as ruler, and Zadok as priest. And Solomon sat on the throne of Yahweh as king instead of his father David, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the rulers and the mighty men, and also the sons of King David, submitted themselves to Solomon the king. And Yahweh magnified Solomon to a height in the eyes of all Israel, and gave to be on him the majesty of the kingdom, such as had not been on any king over Israel before him. And David the son of Jesse had reigned over all Israel. And the days that he reigned over Israel were 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, satisfied with days, riches, and honor. And his son Solomon reigned in his place. And the acts of David the king, the first and the last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, with all his reign and his might, and the times that passed over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the lands.